Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. Grateful to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips available to us. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in our island skies. All three can be seen low in the western and southern skies after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its full phase, and as such, we can expect stargazing to be quite challenging.
You've got more exciting news on this discovery of a supercluster in the distant universe?
Yes. Astronomers from the National Institute of Astrophysics in Italy have peered into the distant universe using the Very Large Telescope in Chile and the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope atop Mount Aguirre to reveal the largest structure found in the early universe, Hyperion, and it existed a mere 2 billion years after the Big Bang.
And for the rest of us who are not as sophisticated, can you try to explain what sort of structure this is?
Hyperion is what we call a supercluster, and it's basically an enormous collection of galaxies that spans a vast distance. And each of those galaxies contains hundreds of billions of stars. Our own galaxy, the Milky Way, exists in a supercluster we know as Laniakea, which means immeasurable heavens. Laniakea is a vast collection of galaxies spread over several hundred million light years.
And with something that big, explain why we can't see that in the night sky.
Well, as I mentioned, superclusters are huge, and they are very far away, and as such, the galaxies that lie inside them appear faint to the human eye because of the distance and something we astronomers call extinction.
And we use that word extinction all the time, actually, on the show, talking about endangered species and stuff. What kind of extinction exactly are you talking about here?
Well, in astronomy, it's a little different. Extinction describes how a bright source of light, like a star or a galaxy, can appear very faint due to the effects of dust and gas in our line of sight.
When people take a look at this thing, they are essentially looking back into time.
Yeah, this is one of the stranger aspects of deep observing. The light from these objects has been traveling for billions of years to reach us here on the Earth. And so, in reality, it may not exist anymore.
If it was a communication that was happening and somebody there was trying to communicate via light, then the information would be that old.
Exactly. It's a long time to wait for an answer in a conversation.
Right. Well, we appreciate it. Great report this week, Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer, which we keep at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.